AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump is publicly accusing Iran of carrying out attacks on oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. In an interview with Fox and Friends, the president says,
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Iran has denied being involved in the attacks, but U.S. Central Command has released footage it says shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from one of the ships. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has an update on the oil tanker's crew.
The Navy's Fifth Fleet says the 21 sailors it hosted overnight from one of the oil tankers hit in an apparent attack in the Gulf of Oman have returned to their vessel. Commander Joshua Frey says the sailors were back on the Kokuka Courageous to assist it in being towed. Frey says the USS Bainbridge remains nearby and is in close contact with the vessel. Meanwhile, the Norwegian owner of the other tanker that caught fire says the blaze has been extinguished. The owner adds the 23 crew members are still in Iran at Bandar Abbas, though they'll be repatriated soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In that interview with Fox and Friends, President Trump also said he would report offers of political dirt coming from a foreign power.
If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
New York City Mayor and Democratic presidential candidate Bill de Blasio calls President Trump's stated willingness to accept a foreign power's help openly treasonous. The World Health Organization is holding a meeting of experts to decide whether the Ebola outbreak in Congo should be declared a global emergency. It spilled into Uganda this week and has killed more than 1,400 people since August. Two economic reports, retail sales up 0.5% last month, while industrial production rose 0.4%. This is AP Radio News. Toronto's Raptors beat the defending champion Golden State Warriors last night 114-110 to win their first NBA championship. Ryan Leong has details from Oakland.
Acquired in the offseason by a trade with the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard scored 22 points and was named Finals MVP. Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry each with 26 points. For the Warriors, Klay Thompson poured in a game-high 30 points, but injured his left knee late in the third quarter and did not return. Andre Iguodala with 22 points and Stephen Curry had 21.
Leonard says he's grateful for the title ride in Toronto.
Just to be able to win this championship this year is just something special for me because you know how the last year everybody was looking at me and I stayed true to myself and I had a great support system. And once I got here to Toronto, they understood everything, and the move kept moving from there.
Kawhi Leonard can become a free agent on June 30th. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.